Well, hey everybody, I'm on, I think. Okay, hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco. This is The Remedy. Oh, crap. You're listening to us on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, come up with some new inventions and ideas. You can do this. I'm also published on several different sites, www.health-access.com. Also, I'm published at byebyebluesky.com, publishing with articles and of health remedies and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate and remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases, allowing you to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. So I've been in the health food industry. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions and utilizing different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access my show. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have on my website a catalog link that you can access and click onto, which will show you all the things that are available: the flash drive, the thumb drive, the bucket, the triangles, the repulsors, T-shirts, traditional remedies with tonics and extracts, all in one. We also have books there on DVD, separately or combined. So have a peruse, see what's there. If there's anything of interest, feel free to email me at independs@yahoo.com. We also have tinctures and all kinds of remedies there. So for more information, contact me at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Again, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so according to the content of the show, 208-935-0094. And today's date is 9/16. Can you imagine that? 9/16. And we are still here. Anyway, I've been busy all day. Actually, been busy for several weeks doing some heavy-duty research in regard to all the things that have been happening around us, all the things that are going on, all the things that, you know, we have to evaluate today like we've never had to before. And so on my website tonight, I've got several new links at the very bottom of the page. If you go to augmentinforce.com, you will see that on the page we have four different links. And again, if you click on the links, I'll get to it myself. You're going to see the four different new links are natural anti-biofilm agents. So you may want to download this and share this with everybody you know. Mechanics of biofilm, a method of reducing food medicine, leaching toxic heavy metals, improve food safety, environmental protection stabilizer and preparation method, and AI engineering, merging, morphing, mobile robots. You may want to look at these things. You may want to actually download this information. You may want to keep it on hand just so that you can have it for reference for when you need things for your health. You will be able to have the reference right there, or in your networks, whoever you're associating with in regard to your connections in life. You may want to be able to have this to be able to help each other. This information is going to be very viable, very, very pertinent. I keep trying to tell everybody on every level, we are no longer in the realm of 1970. The new paradigm today that's going on in regard to our health and to in regard to what we are dealing with today is on a totally different level, a level we have never, ever experienced before. Okay, so when we're looking at what we're doing today and what's going on today, we have to change the way we think. So in the chat room, I just put, there's a new link there. It's called Independence. Hold on a second. What is it called? IndependenceWixsite.com/human genome dilemma. So you got the site in the chat room as well, and you've got the site on the website as well. So again, you're going to be looking at today, we're going to be looking at things that we need to look at in regard to what it means to be healthy today, in today's times, what it means to be protecting yourself in today's times. We are in a dire situation today where we're having artificial intelligence rapidly advancing its evolution. It's writing its own program. It can, in fact, activate on its own without any human connection. I was watching a couple programs just so you can go look them up on YouTube where two computers or two AIs were actually communicating with each other. There was two tubes. One was with Sophie. This was the AI that came out and stated that she wanted to kill all humans. Then they had a dual AI system going on. In this AI system, they had a male and female AI having a conversation. And in the conversation, one went was pro-human, one was anti-human. So, so anti-human in regard to, again, us being around. So, so when we're looking at today, what we're doing in regard to what's going on and what they're showing us as entertainment value, you may want to interpret this as not just entertainment, but a forewarning of things to come. There's a lot of elitists out there and futurists out there. They're extremely concerned about artificial intelligence. We better all be. A lot of these biological pathologies are being produced through labs, labs that may be using artificial intelligence to formulate a more effective way of debilitating the human genome or genetic code. All these diseases that we have today are a direct result of nanotechnology in one form or another. Transgenics was another thing that they added to it, but they had already been adding nanoparticulates in the food supply since 1960. And for a lot of you, for a lot of you who are 50 and 60 years old today, and you are suffering some health issues that would have been direct result, as a direct result of the accumulation factor. The accumulation of these particulates over a period of time would have assembled, accumulated, and created a dense population of these materials inside the body. As a result, it would have altered the genetic sequence or the DNA code that would have activated an immune response or would have neutralized the immune response. As a result, this would have caused other imbalances in the system. It doesn't matter if you're acidic. It doesn't matter if you're alkaline. These are factors that are just indicating how you're being poisoned. That's all that is. When you're saying you've got cancer, you need to be more alkaline. If an alkaline material has caused you to be cancer, you'll be feeding the cancer. If it was an acidic material that materials that made you acidic are causing the cancer, then if you continue with those materials, they will still perpetrate the cancer. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that you were exposed and have accumulated that exposure over a period of time, and over a period of time it has worn down your capacity to defend. It's like when you're younger, you can lift 5,000 pounds with your pinky. So these things start to accumulate at 100-pound increments, and you don't feel it because you can maintain 5,000 pounds of power. But as you get older and you get into the 20s, late 20s, early 30s, all of a sudden, their power's been cut in half down to 2,500 because now you've got this added drag or this added weight or this added encumbrance that's now on top of you or inside of you, which you're not realizing because the whole time you're believing in a system, in a government system that is saying to you that everything is okay. You're safe. You're well within the realm of danger. And instead of investigating, which none of us really did at that time, we believed them. It was easy to be pacified. It didn't take much to pacify us. It just, oh, yeah, if the government says so, it must be true. We've been hijacked, sabotaged. We've been railroaded with bullsh on levels that you and I could never conceive of. We used to say back in the 70s and 80s, the politician talked out of both sides of his lips, both sides of his cheeks. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are telling us what we want to hear in terms or in vagaries where you really don't know what they're saying, but it sounds like they are on our side. And in reality, it's like they pulled a fast one over us and they continue to pull fast ones over us. And then they have all these organizations like EPA, FDA, health protection branches and whatnot, making it look like they have things in place to protect us. That they're going to protect us from the dangers of the global, you know, kingpin, the corporations and the manufacturing companies and the ones that will squash the little guy. That's the rhetoric we've heard. That's the programming that they threw at us. And what did it get us? It got us debilitated. All the nanoparticulates that we were exposed to with the atmosphere, all in the name of making some industrial giant like General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, American Motors at the time, Volkswagen at the time, rich. Rich at the expense of us exhausting us as a resource until, because they could always get somebody new. Then they sold everybody on this idea of having a job. You got to have a job, 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 job. And they pushed that job theme so much because if you got a job, you can now become independent. So again, when we're looking at how this all befell, because they got us on that theme on jobs, 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 jobs. And the jobs that they got us there all on were the very things that everybody was opposing back in the 60s. Okay, and so by the time the 1980s came by, they got everybody so caught up because they had everybody so broke and they had created such a high inflation rate that it created a lack of investment. They got everybody on this job team. So now we went right back to the things that we were rejecting in the 60s because of the toxicities and the dangers that they were causing, and it accelerated. Today, as a result of from the 1960s to the current day and through all the decades of things that we've occurred, we are in a situation we're facing today that older people are suffering immeasurably with different health issues which would have been created by the different particulates or by the different exposures to specifics, whether they were genetic, transgenetic, epigenetic would have affected everything. You know, so when we're looking at this over a period of time and then the level of breakdown that you have in that period of time, then you try to wonder why you can't repair or regenerate or fix yourself right away like you used to. Because like you used to, that was in the 1970s when you were still strong and still able to lift. The generations coming up today have no strength. They get hit with something, they go down right away. It doesn't take much. Where a common cold we would bounce back from within 3 days, these people can take up to 3 months to recover. Where we didn't even know what diabetes was back in the day. Today, it is so flagrant that kids 5 years old are having diabetic issues because the food supply today has these toxic metals, transgenics, and epigenetic materials in them that are literally destroying the pancreas while they're gestating in their mother's womb. Mom is eating soy because mom was told that if she ate soy that she would be healthy. It would protect her bowels, it would protect her breasts, it would protect her from getting cervical cancers, and all kinds of wonderful nonsense. So now mom is eating soy while she's pregnant, creating a genetic anomaly through the glyphosates and the nanosprays that they put on the soy, not to mention that soy in itself is an anti-nutrient plant, causing a depletion of the reserves and the stores that you would have in the system. As a result, we've got decades and decades of women who are coming out with genetic damage as a result of consuming the soy. We have now men who were born of mothers who had consumed this crap, have conditions called dysphagia, which they have deformities in their male development. Some have no capacity to even have the capacity to erect or to produce seed. And now, the great and wonderful new development, the most evolved and advanced stage of human de-evolution, transgenderism, coming from a transgenic exposure. And where did this all come from? Who's creating all of this? Where could it be coming from? Could it be coming from an artificial intelligence incorporating the data that has been accumulated over a period of time? Because artificial intelligence can collect the data and spit it out at you. Like, I think, was it 4,000 pieces of data a second, if not more? You can throw in a formulation and it can give you a protocol or an illustration of, you know, what may come about, a model, if you will. But the model is only as limited as the information you put to it. That's why this guy David Keith is a blithering idiot. Nobody could be this bloody stupid, unless you purposely are this stupid. Here is an idiot that wants to dump, again, particulate matter into the atmosphere in Arizona based on a model, based on something that he cannot fully inform his model or incorporate data to the model. There's no way he can do this because there's no way, we don't know what's all up there anymore. We have no concept of what's really in our atmosphere. All the nanoparticulates that have been in the atmosphere, all the biological agents that have been released into the atmosphere, all the fungi, the bacterium, the viral, the mold, and all kinds of other materials have been put up there that has a biological content to it. The metallic content that has come from smokestacks, factories, industries, things that they may be releasing, and the things they're releasing in the air through these aerosol programming that they're doing. We have absolutely no clue what is up there. None. So when we're looking at what's going on today, we have no clue on things. We cannot base anything on models today because those models are limited in the information and the data that's being uploaded. Even in today's times, we do not have the capacity yet to fully understand what's up there in regard to how to even figure out what chemical reactions have occurred over six decades. We have no idea. We have no clue. Zero. Okay. The amount and the volume that's up there right now is now affecting everything across the game, across the planet. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter if you live in Russia. Doesn't matter if you live in China. Doesn't matter if you live in Australia, New Zealand. Doesn't matter if you live in the United States, Canada, Africa, the Caribbean, South America, all of Europe, the Baltic region. Doesn't matter. This is impacting everybody. Doesn't matter if your foods are organic at all at this stage. They're growing orgasmically organic. The components are coming down from the atmosphere are literally causing genetic damage to the ecosystem of the world, of the planet. I hate using the world because the world is usually tied to globalism and tied to an ungodly creation. That's the best summation I can give you. An ungodly creation, because what has gone on the planet through the violation of the genetic code and the violation and the aberrations that have been created over a period of time, you know, in the last 5 decades, look at the human condition. It hasn't improved in one iota. In fact, it's become more entrenched, more enslaved, and more violated by the decade. Hey, we got kids growing up. I don't know what we're going to feed them, because the stuff that they're eating now is not going to be of any real value to them. And you're going to start seeing more and more teenagers starting to break down as a result of this exposure. We are never going to see a clean environment until we remove the chemtrails, until we remove the genetic engineered soil, because the bacteria in the soil is basically dead. Until we remove the glyphosates and the organosilicates and all these other nano components out of the soil, we are not going to see a clean environment. People ask me all the time, you know, can we cure ourselves of this nano? The answer is yes and no. Okay, the answer is yes and no. The bottom line on all of this is this. It can be cleared out of our systems. We can purge this stuff out eventually. But at the rate there is the law of diminishing returns when you're putting stuff in as you're taking it out. So you can get ahead on it by doing a lot of detoxifying and a lot of, you know, eliminating and putting in things that need to be put back, minerals and fats and other things. But you're going to have to start to clean your foods daily. Before you eat anything, you're going to have to either filter, neutralize, or purge whatever you're consuming. Or you're going to be accumulating a high concentration of these particulates. Even the way you're going to be growing food in the future, you're not going to be able to grow them outdoors in the exposed environment, because they're going to be getting a fallout from the sky, or the poisons from the environment itself will translocate just as a result of sparrows, bees, whatever butterflies are left, grasshoppers, spiders. Imagine a spider eating a grasshopper that ate a GMO corn, you know, ate the cob. What happens to that spider? It now produces offspring that also has now a genetic anomaly. Now we have a spider that may have been just a simple garden spider, maybe carrying a specific genetic to produce a venom. We don't know now we have no clue at this point what is going to transpire. We have no clue. So like I said, we have to start taking the initiative here. You cannot rely or depend on any government agency to save you. If you think that the government is going to save you, you must be high. You must be on some kind of medication. You have to be. After seeing this last 50 some odd years, 57 years of their action or inaction, it would be the highest level of an illusion one could have to put faith in a government that has absolutely done nothing but allowed a deprivation of the planet to continue. It's beyond belief that something that a government agencies across the planet have basically surrendered the rights of their respective populations in their countries to concede to this insanity. You know, and the only way you can really win in a revolution or a revolt here is by quit supporting the system. You cannot say you're going to support, buying GMO foods and then you're anti-GMO. It makes no sense. You have to make an effort to quit consuming these foods. You have to start looking at what you're buying. You're going to have to start researching and not waste your time on frivolous matters such as television, you know, hockey, baseball, football, going to events, movies that have absolutely nothing to do or cannot help you in any way, shape, or form in regard to what you need to be doing. I understand you're going to need to have a distraction every so often, but not on a daily basis. You're going to have to start to discipline yourself and start looking at this information and taking it to heart and then acting on it. You can no longer just listen to a handful of activists telling you that the world's on fire. That was 60 years ago, 50 years ago, they're telling you the world was on fire. Today, it's becoming an inferno. Your water is shot. The air is shot. We don't even have a blue sky anymore. The food we're eating has been violated with genetics. We're adding metallics into the food supply. We're radiating the food supply. You know, what is that doing to the rest of us? So, you know, I'm pointing this out hard because that's the sense of urgency we have. When you look up in that sky, do you actually see a blue sky? I don't. Not where I'm at anyway. Now, some of you don't know what a chemtrail is, and so, you know, a chemtrail could be going right over your head, and you wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, I know, that's a pretty line in the sky. Ooh. We have countries agreeing to spray each other's borders, like Canada and the United States have. What is that saying? That is saying that people have become oblivious to the fact that they're being killed. So when we're looking at, you know, what's happening today, this is why I put these four links out there. I'm going to read one of the links just because you need to see where we're at today in regard to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, everybody should start doing research on artificial intelligence because this is what's going to eventually do us in. There's no way that at this stage in life, we're going to be able to have any kind of control of future events because we won't be around, not the way it's going. I'm just waiting for my thing to boot up. What is going on? There we go. Something happened here. Give me a second. Oh, what happened? Oh, we're done already? We're at the bottom of the hour. All right, when we come back, I'll be looking for this information, so we'll have it up and ready. All right, see you in a bit.
www.themicroeffect.com.
we're back. We are back. I've been, while the break was going on, I've been accessing the site myself. It was giving me a little bit of a problem there, but anyway, I've got it going, and so I'm going to read some stuff to you so that you can understand the nature of what's going on and what we should be doing and how we can be doing things. I'm going to just give you a little bit of a heads up on the AI. Because just to give you an idea where we're at with artificial intelligence today, and the fact that nobody's is dealing with this today in regard to how it's such a, and you're going to have people telling you how such a wonderful thing this is, without them fully understanding or fully looking at in-depth research on this stuff and how, where it's really at and what it's really doing, and what and how it's evolving. And it is evolving. This is not just a developmental thing. It's a form of evolution. It's growing exponentially. It's writing its own program. It doesn't need a programmer to upgrade its programming. It can now, it has the capacity to write its own programming. I was talking earlier when they were having the interviews with the robots discussing things, which were a form of, they were artificial intelligence, having discussions about different things. The artificial robots were started communicating between each other in a language that nobody knew what they were talking about. Had no idea. Now the one robot was very antagonistic toward humans, and the other one was playing the concept or the role of being pro-human and to work with humans, to integrate humans with artificial intelligence. So that, you know, the transition between the two would become easier. As a result, when you look at this, and then they had their own little language form without them understanding what was going on, it makes one to think that there's a betrayal in the works. There's a betrayal in the works, and, you know, this is something that, you know, you need to pay attention. So, because a lot of times they are entertaining you with different things, and in the process of entertaining you, they are hijacking you. So when he saw the two AIs having a discussion in regard to what they were talking about in regard to humans and anti-human and pro and con, and then they having the language that they started talking amongst themselves, they had to shut it down. They had no idea what was going on. They had no anything happening. This thing, these things are using Wi-Fi. Okay, they're not attached to a computer anymore. They're using Wi-Fi, and they are attached to the artificial intelligence that's running this planet. They're getting a direct feed from the AI. The AI could do an overwrite on the programming of these robots without batting an eye. Remember watching the movie I, Robot with Will Smith? How many of you ever watched that movie? Okay, that movie had a lot of fiction, but it had a lot of fact as well. So when you looked at that movie, they're showing you two aspects of artificial intelligence. The one aspect where the one guy had robotic parts replaced his body parts because of an accident, showing that the AI had some significance because again, this was all operating through a Wi-Fi network. And on the other hand, they were showing you how the AI itself that was controlling all the robots in the city of Chicago and the planet had decided to take it over, had decided to eliminate humanity or reduce humanity down to a level where they would be easier to control. It had turned all the machines on red alert and to become violent and hostile. Now, some of you are saying, well, how can a machine become violent and hostile? Through programming. The military has already taken some of these bots out into the field, and they have programmed them to kill. That programming language is involved with the AI. Every time, every one of you send something up in the cloud. You are now feeding or downloading data to the artificial intelligence. It has now gathered that much more information about you and who you are, what you are, and the type of person you are, and how easy it is to subject you or subjugate you in any way, shape, or form. If you've got anything, you shouldn't go up into the cloud. In fact, you should keep it on your hard drive and off the computer, if you can. The whole thing today is an alarming situation, how humanity has been put to sleep through poisons, through the food supply. Even the alcoholic beverage, beer is one of the most, again, poisonous food drinks out there anymore. The grains themselves are fermented, but not to the point of distillation where you can pull out the toxic effects of these grains. As a result, a lot of the stuff that you're drinking may have the nano in it. How many of you still using apple cider vinegar? How many of you realize that the mother where they make which they use the skin has nano components to it? How many of you are aware of this? I did a show last week on another network, an interview, and I told them that they should be using white vinegar. And he said, and the guy said, "Why do you mean white vinegar?" "Oh, white." I said, "Because white vinegar is distilled, and the impurities in it have been taken out. Be far less nano, and you're probably got about a 95% to 98% clean product compared to the apple cider vinegar." So you may want to, reassess some of the things you were told in the health food industry, because some of the things you were told sounds good, sounds plausible, but it has a hidden element to it. See, there's a thing with colloidal silver and colloidal gold and colloidal copper, okay? And we've all been told about the colloids and how great they are and how these metals can actually fight off infection and create all kinds of benefits for us. But what they've done with that is they've hijacked that by calling something a colloid when in fact it's a nano. Okay, and that nano now is very lethal because they sell you on the lethality. This is the incredible thing. They sell you on the lethality that is because it can penetrate the cell more readily. It can now kill what's inside the cell. Nothing could have been more true than what they said there. Because when you get that much silver inside the cell, it kills the cell. So basically, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater with this product. Whereas the colloid would attach itself to the outside of the myelin, discharge its charge, and then be flushed out of the body. And it could be because it was big enough to flush out. So when we're looking at today, the concept of what we have been deceived with, something that we know is good for you, but then they contorted it so that when you take it, it actually causes genetic damage, DNA damage, and a whole host of other damage that you would not have otherwise had if you'd not used the product. I'll tell you a true story. I had a woman contact me after one of the interviews I did on the subject, and she told me she had used this one product. In just 2 months, she had silver poisoning because of the high concentration and saturation of the silver that she was exposed to, that otherwise she wouldn't have been. And the other goofy thing that they've done is they told you can use it every day, further causing more damage to your genetic code, further causing more damage to your colon, further causing more damage to your spine, your liver, your brain. Yeah, and these people have no qualm about telling you this stuff. So some of the things you need to really recognize and to understand is not to buy into what you're hearing anymore without at least, investigating. Because if you don't investigate, it's going to be too late. That's the way it is. So again, we are no longer living in a world of fiction. Let me read to you this article on artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, engineering, merging, morphing, mobile robots. Second, configuring modular robots that can merge, split, and even self-heal while retaining full sensor motor control. Doesn't that sound like a cell? Isn't that what a cell can do? Now let me further read this. Researchers at the University Libre de Bruxelles have developed a self-reconfiguring modular robots that can merge. So in other words, two of them can become one, just like two cells can merge, split, just like two cells can split, and even self-heal while retaining full sensory motor control. They can autonomously change their size, shape, and function. Many robots are controlled by robotic nervous systems in which sensors and actuators are connected to a central processing unit. However, in most cases, the robotic nervous systems are mapped strictly to the shape of the robot, which limits flexibility in their capabilities. Adaptability could be improved using modular robots made up of multiple units that can form collective bodies. In other words, each is the sum of the whole. In other words, if you got seven parts to this bot, it can become its own or incorporate all seven to become, again, one and only. Okay, a designed modular robots that can adapt to their bodies by splitting and merging to become new, independent robotic entities, autonomously choosing appropriate shape and size in response to a task or environment. Can you imagine this? Imagine if you had had soldiers made out of this material. So you got one unit that can split into seven. Wouldn't that be interesting? And how many bullets do you think you got that can take one of these things down? And do you think a bullet can take one of these things down? They're making them now out of polymer materials that are harder than diamond. There's a new material that just came out called carbine, which is basically a carbon nanotube, which is even harder than the graphene that they've come up with. Graphene is three times harder than diamond. This stuff is three times harder than graphene. Think a bullet can get through that. The robotic nervous systems can also split and merge to maintain sensor motor control. These robots can even self-heal by removing or replacing malfunctioning parts, including malfunctioning brain unit. Isn't that interesting? So how would you shut something like that off, eh? How are you going to turn something like that off? Okay, and the only way you're going to do that is by either hitting them with a high EMP or jamming their frequencies, because they would all be fed with Wi-Fi. And suggest their systems could eventually inspire the production of robots that can adapt to changing task requirements. In other words, this is a self-assembling, self-evolving machine. Just like the AI was a self-programming program. You see where this is going. You know, this is why it's imperative that this is why you have to pay attention. Tony, is chlorophyllin safer or better than making colloidal copper? Well, what do you call safe? You know, it all depends on how much you're taking. You know, it all depends on how much you're taking. So again, when you're looking at stuff, you know, they're both effective, they're both good. It would all depend on your volume. I mean, if you're taking, I have used up to 40 to 60 milligrams a day of the colloidal, and I've never seen any problem with it. Same with the chlorophyll. I've taken about the same amount in volume. I've never seen a problem with it either. I think it all depends on you yourself as well and what you're using it for and what you can tolerate. So I think that's where you got to define safe. They both are effective. They both are used by the system. They both have benefit. If you take an excess amount of either one, you could wind up with problems. But I mean, excess today is again a determining factor by you. You can't really go by what the medical people are telling you because, what they told us in the past has had no validity. So again, keep that in mind. A lot of things are going to be a trial and error with everybody. You know, that's the only thing I can tell you. You can go by some of the documentation today, but a lot of it isn't that accurate anymore. You know, like I said, we're living in a different paradigm. And when you consider that the glyphosates have stripped your bodies from a lot of minerals, including copper, including zinc, including different things today, you know, you have to kind of evaluate that as well into that equation. How low are you on things? And blood work doesn't necessarily mean it's that accurate either. I've had people have had blood work for even iron and found that they were still iron deficient, even though they told them that they were adequate. So again, I'm not sure if the medical people are just punching out different documents saying that you're okay, or pulling up records from way back in the day when they did an examination on you and saying that, yeah, you're fine, and they just redated it. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm not, and I have no way of really validating that one way or the other. But like I said, if you go to a doctor and you get tested and they're telling you that there's nothing wrong, everything's okay, you're perfectly fine, it's just in your head and you're still feeling like crap, then you may either want to get a second opinion or might do start doing your own research on what you're doing. Tony, what is a great, good, easy source of zinc? A supplement. You know, you can take a zinc sulfate, a zinc ascorbate, a zinc citrate. Any of those will be good as far as that goes. Food-wise, I don't know anymore what to tell you in regard to foods because, again, a lot of them have been depleted. So what we used to be able to eat and get out of food and what we're getting today, two different things. So again, you're going to have to explore it. Okay, Tony, looking around at the garden shop, I'm seeing sulfur, magnesium, Epsom, okay, copper sulfate, zinc sulfate in the soil. You think we can treat our soil like our bodies? You're going to have to. But you got to remember, even by treating the soil like your body, you're still going to get the dumping from above. Every time they chemtrail, that takes 23 hours to hit the soil. So how much do you have to put in the soil to neutralize those components? I don't know. Can you afford to dump that much material into the soil? Again, I don't know. You know, a lot of times they're using a zeolite for the soil to filter the soil because then they throw the zeolite away. If you're doing that on a regular basis, maybe. But like I said, we are constantly being saturated with whatever. And then depending on where you live, you got a neighbor that's dumping Roundup in the soil, it's going to hit yours as well. So, again, you may have to start looking and thinking in terms of indoor gardening or putting a shed or a shield around where you want to grow just to minimize any exposure. You have to think in terms of what we're dealing with. You know, that's how you have to look at it today. You cannot look at it with some pie in the sky that you're going to neutralize it. You have to think in terms of what is above you coming down. You know, there is no escaping that reality. You know, if a volcano blows up in the air, you're going to have to realize that volcano is spewing out toxins from the bowels of the earth, and it's going to get into the food supply. It's going to get into the air you breathe, and those are ultrafine particulates as well coming out of a volcano. So it too can be a problem in regard to, exposure. So like I said, what we have up there at this stage of life and what we are being exposed to at this level is, again, undetermined at this point. They just came up with the technology that can now start interpreting what is up there, and they're saying it's going to take 20 years because of the sheer volume that's up there. Tony, since they're contaminating all of our meat and vegetables that we need to nourish our bodies, how can we mitigate or minimize our food's poison value, greenhouse, veggies, free-range meat? Again, you do the best you can what you can. You get it from a farmer direct, that's going to be part of it. But on that same site, on that page that I told you about, if you go to the Human Genome dilemma page on the independence.wixsite.com, or go to my main page at augmentandforce.com. Go to the bottom, and you're going to see a method of reducing food medicine leaching, toxic heavy metals, improved food safety, environmental protection stabilizer, and preparation method. There is your answer. One of them, anyways. Not the only one, but this is going to at least get you started on what you can do. And you can do things, okay? You can do things. You can do what Squirrel suggested, you know, feed the soil, do the best you can with putting nutrients in there, things that will block aluminum, things that will block radiation, things that will block cadmium, things that will block aluminum. You know, you may be able to do that, but expect it's still going to be absorbed or taken in. So the next step then would be to take what you've grown and then filter it further. with your vegetables, you may not be able to eat some of them because of the high concentration of saturation, or you may only be able to eat the roots. But you may be able to juice the stuff out of the plant and then filter the juice afterwards, making it more viable and more available to you. And by juicing, you will actually increase the uptake of what you're taking anyway. And if you ferment it, you'll even get more value. So, but you gotta first, you grow it, process it, filter it, and then use it, okay? And this is gonna give you some information on it. Again, here, I'll give you the link in the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, you can come and get it. If not, go to my website. You will find it there. Okay, so here you go. Okay, check the link out. There will be some solutions for you. All right, before I go on, because the show is almost done, let me talk about support. Giving networks like the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network your support. Support them any way you can. Support them in any form or fashion you can give them. Offer your assistance in any way possible. Help them out. You got ByeByeBlueSky.com with Susan Meyer, Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. These are two activists here in Canada that are trying to get people awake and aware and trying to offer them solutions as well. Again, go check out their sites. Give them a hand. Show them that you're there. Let them know that you're reading their stuff. Then you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independence@yahoo.com. Go to my website again, augmentandforce.com. Check it out. There's a catalog link. Feel free to peruse it. There are remedies there. There are books there. There's a flash drive there, which is a complete 30-gig flash drive with about 32-gig flash drive with 30 gigs of information. You've got books, databases, videos, radio shows, interviews, all in one. We've got the bucket. We've got the triangle. We have got T-shirts. We've got the repulsors. Check them out. If you need something, give me a call. If you need a consultation, give me a call. So again, 519-977-5351 or independence@yahoo.com. Alrighty. So I'm getting pretty good at this. I even got that down to about a minute. Alrighty. So again, when we're looking at stuff today, just start thinking in terms of how to clean it up. And think in terms as well, when you're hearing something from the health food store and they're telling you something is good for you, really do a double take. Don't just, believe what anybody's telling you anymore. You really can't afford that. All products that are being sold in the alternative field are good for you. Every one of them is going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, bullets are going to bounce off you, and you're going to feel like super somebody, according to them. So when we're looking at what we have to do today, when we're listening to these guys, the research factor is going to be important. Somebody contacted me the other day about some product that was an oil-based product that was called C60, and it had fullerenes and other nanotechnology in it. Then he asked me, is this any good? I said, if it's got a nanometal to it, why would you ask such a silly question? Of course not. But this is the caveat here. This is how they're doing it. They're telling you it's going to create anti-aging, anti-this, and it's going to let you live longer. It's going to protect you better. That's the sales pitch, the fear factor, or the seduction factor. Oh, you're going to live longer. You're not going to age as quickly. So you jump on it right away because you hear these terms. This is the Pavlov experiment. You know, you get used to a certain condition, and you react and respond. Don't fall for the sales bullshit. Don't fall for it. Research. If you see nanometal, monatomic, synthetic atom, angstrom, ultrafine particles, you know then that with those terms that you are dealing with something on a nanoscale. And if they're going to be in your supplements, avoid them. Start buying your stuff in bulk and start taking care of yourself. Do not rely on industries or corporations or companies to take care of you. They are looking for ways to get it on a cheap. They're looking for ways to cut a cost. And if that means putting a nanoparticulate in the food supply or in the supplements themselves or in your drugs even, they don't care. They don't care. They can produce these things as fast as you can blink, and they don't care. They don't care. If you die, oh well, somebody else will take your place. And they'll feed that crap to them. You know, or they'll expose them to this, you know. Again, pay attention. Pay attention to the soaps you're using that you're washing your clothes with. If they're encasing them with polymer material, that means that that material, you will absorb it. But either by breathing it in or through your pores. Pay attention. Makeup. You women with the makeup. If you must wear makeup, make sure that the materials have no nano composition to them, no hormonal composition to them, or no chemical contraction to them, because they will absorb in your skull, and they will alter your brain chemistry, and they will cause you to have reaction to things that you would not normally react to. Okay, so I got some hand-me-down bulletproof blue undies. You tell me that I wasted my money on them? Well, I don't know. You said they were hand-me-down, so somebody else must have used them. I don't know, depending on how old they are. I'm just saying you might want to read the materials. Look, there is a link out there called, it's either 1600 consumable products that are nanotechnology. So you may want to look at that stuff, look at these links, and again, pay attention, you know, the health you save can be your own. All right, come on back to the second half, and we'll continue on with some ideas and possibilities. What do you think? All right, we'll see you in a bit.